Blog Talk Radio.
Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Sorry about the delay. Had a little emergency had to take care of. As you know, as some have been listening to the show lately, my dad is really ill, has cancer, and got some not the best news in the world today in regards to certain aspects of things. So I've been trying to just kind of deal with that as possible. So it's been a long day. That being said, I wanted to still do a show tonight, so that's what we're going to do. Let's see what we're talking about tonight. The Atlanta Hawks, the schedule is out. Is there a game in particular that you're looking forward to seeing or even going to if you live in Atlanta? Or if you live in another city and you're a Hawks fan, who's coming? Who's going to be the team you're going to get to see? So you can call in and talk about that. The Atlanta Dream, I've hollered at the girls on the Atlanta Hawks Nation fan page to call in and talk about the Dream a little bit, or the guys can talk in and call in and talk about the Dream, either or. So do that. 646-652-4479 is the number. The Atlanta Falcons, of course. Another episode of Hard Knocks on HBO. What do y'all think of the episode so far? And as a whole, the 2014 season, what is it going to bring for the city of Atlanta? Those are a few of the topics. Again, you can throw in extras if you wish. Again, the number is 646-652-4479. Let me go ahead and get the chat room open. And again, sorry about the delay. Had to go ahead and just kind of take care of some things family-wise. And that's why I was late getting the show started. As always, visit my website. My main website, www.imtmworldwide.com. It is my entertainment company. I've had it for a good number of years now. I do a lot. I'm actually just finishing a website for an artist in Atlanta. Her name is Tiana. She's really nice. She sings. She also models. So be looking out for that pretty soon. Again, shout out to celebrity there in Atlanta who's managing her. Be looking out for my film. We're going to shoot it the end of September, hopefully. Right now, I don't think I'm going to be able to get there because I think my dad's treatment is going to prevent me from doing that. I'm not sure yet, but I'm excited about it. Shout out to Troy Nelson down there in Florida, and Melissa and Steven and Bethany, the stars of the film. It's called Girlfriend Please, so be looking out for that before the end of the year. I'm excited about that. If you see my website, www.imtmworldwide.com, you see all the good stuff that I do. If you need to get in contact with me, 706-393-8426 is the number. As I mentioned, I do a lot. Also, business services are available again. And again, call me at that number. So let's get into it. Let's go ahead and pull up the Atlanta Hawks schedule real quick. Let's see if I can get around there. Because that way we can kind of, I'll mention some teams that I know I'm looking forward to seeing. And let's see if I can just get to it and see if I can, in the meantime, wait and see who might call in tonight. Schedule. Where is the schedule? I know we had it posted up earlier. And, of course, all of a sudden I can't seem to find it. Well, let's go. Let's just use this. October 29th, Hawks versus the Raptors to start off the season. You know, the Raptors was one of the playoff teams, the higher-up seeds, quote-unquote. November 1st, we play the Pacers without PG-13. As you know, Paul George is changing his number to the number 13 so he can have a new nickname. We play the Spurs on November 5th, and that's a big game. Doesn't look like that's a home game, but that's a good game to go and see on TV. If you have on the NBA package on satellite, playing the Knicks November 8th and the 10th, home and home it looks like. So that's, you know, the first week or so of the regular season. Who did I miss? It looks like I missed the Hornets. The Hornets are on November 7th. So let's open up the schedule. I found the link finally. And also be sure to call in 646-652-4479 if you have particular teams that you want to see the Hawks play. If you have any opinion on the HBO show Hard Knocks featuring the Atlanta Falcons, any comments about the Atlanta Dream and their season going into the playoffs, and, of course, the Atlanta Braves, I believe they did win today, a one-run game, and Kimbrough got in there. But he can only pitch so much, and, you know, I don't even want to get into the Braves, really. Let's see. Okay, November 14th, the Atlanta Hawks play the Miami Heat. So that'll be interesting to see. And guess who they play right after that? The Cleveland Cavaliers on November 15th. So that'll be interesting two nights right there. November 18th, they play the Lakers. So those, you see, one, two, three, you know, 4 or 5 day stretch there. Some pretty interesting teams. We see Josh Smith for the first time, November 25th. And let's see, who else is interesting? Let's go into December. And let's see, just scrolling. And, of course, everything is wanting to not want to work and lock up on me. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and try to clean some of this up. Let's go ahead and talk about the Braves. Braves did win tonight 3-2. Looks like the Dodgers were rallying. Kimbrough came in and shut it down. Of course, you have to have the lead for Kimbrough to be in the game, which the Braves never really are in the lead, which is why I'm, you know, again, one of the reasons I'm upset about the Braves is that we're wasting the best closer in baseball because we can't score runs. We can't, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want to use them to death, but I'd rather be using them than not using them. Right? Because he'll save the day. Save the day, I should say. What did I say? I don't know. So, yeah, as far as the Braves go, again, I mean, at a certain point, we might even really have to look at trading Kimbrough. I hate to even think about that, but that's the only real quality way you might be able to get some true bats in the lineup is just straight up trade best closer in baseball for a legitimate bat. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we can – we'll have to find another closer, right? You know, we found Mark Warhorse back in the day and Stanton and Rocker. You know, we can find somebody if it just gets down to it. But if we can't score runs, it's never really going to matter if we have the best closer in baseball. Agree or disagree, you can call in and let me know your opinion on that. In the meantime, I am having a whole lot of trouble here. Bear with me for 1 second. Don't you hate it when you have everything going right and then everything just crashes on you? But I am able to handle it just fine. So let's go back into the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of people have been making comments in regards to the show. Actually, today, I think on one of the news channels, they were talking about how some of it kind of seems, you know, scripted or things of that nature or themed more to the point. And I think that's on purpose, though, truthfully. Because right now the theme of the Falcons is that this year they're going to be really, 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 really tough. They're going to be mean. They're going to kick you in the face, all that kind of good stuff. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, you know, truthfully. Especially for the fact of how we ended the last year, 4-12, you know, we need to see that. We need to show emotion. You know, as those players need to, we need to see that, you know. Now, I know Arthur Blank needs to see it, you know, because he's flipping the bill for everything, right? So, you know, I think it's appropriate in this particular case. Wow, I'm in trouble here, looks like, because there we go. Ah, now I'm happy. All right, 646-652-4479 is the number to call in. I'm going to go back into the Atlanta Hawks schedule now that I'm back in it. Let's see here. Any other? Okay, we play the Bulls December 15th. That'll be a good game to check out. Let's see. Get to see Milwaukee December 26th, the number one draft pick, Jabari Parker. Going into January now. Nothing important. Oklahoma City, January 23rd. Draft pick number one, Wiggins, January 25th. So if you like that type of thing. Going into February, just scrolling through. Things don't really matter in February, as we all know. So now I'm in March. Nothing peeking out at me necessarily. And then it goes all the way to the end of April, where we played Chicago Bulls April 15th. So that's the schedule. I mean, of course, you know, we play everybody in the conference, you know, multiple times, everybody in the division multiple times. So, you know, we'll see Washington. You know, we'll see the Pacers, you know. So who do you like as far as matchups for this first season? I shouldn't say first season, second season with Bud. The new players, how are they going to play? Are we going to play any better defense? What do you think? Call in 646. I'm going to forget my number already. 646-652-4479. I'm going to take a quick break. Let me actually see. I wasn't even able to open up the chat room till now. So let's open up the chat room, see if there's anybody in there. And the answer to that is no, not as of yet. So I'm going to go ahead and take a little break. I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back from break. Appreciate everyone listening so far to the show. 646-652-4479, however, is the number that you can call in and participate. I will run down topics again, talking about the Atlanta Hawks schedule. It is out. If you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, which game do you want to see? The Atlanta Dream going into the playoffs, what do you think are their chances? The Atlanta Falcons on the show Hard Knocks on HBO. What do you think about it? 2014 season for the Falcons and Hawks. What do you think overall their chances of doing something this year? And also throwing in what's going on in the world. Everybody in America is shooting everybody. And whatever your opinion might be, I mean, you know, this is not necessarily a sports topic. However, you had someone named Ray Rice, you know, beating up people. You had Greg Oden. His career is pretty much over as far as I'm concerned now, but he's going to go into jail. So you got violence that's, you know, steeping in every little thing now. But right now it's concentrating on, you know, our law enforcement. And, you know, I don't know when carte blanche was set to just start shooting and killing people, but, you know, it does get to be worrisome to where you walking out your door and you know, you're not supposed to be attacked by the people who are supposed to be protecting you. And I can just say from experience here in the city where my dad is, there's a lot of violence going on here. There's been a few murders, not too far away from where my parents live. My grandmother lives on, you know, on her street. She had a murder not 2 weeks ago, you know. So, you know, something's in the water, you know, or something's in the food or something. And it is kind of worrisome. So if you have an opinion about that, I'll stretch out a little bit and talk about that to an extent in regards to that. So, again, 646-652-4479, or you can join in the chat room, or if you are on the Atlanta Hawks fan page, I'll go right now. And let's see if there's any updated post. P.J. Brock is talking about Freddie really needs to leave Jason at leadoff. Let me stop. I'm not even going to talk about that. somebody's mentioning how the Hawks should have 45 to 50 wins. And someone is trying to get everybody to get courtside seat at the Hawks games. And someone is complaining that the Knicks got another Christmas game, even though they are sorry. And Dwight Howard is at Phillips tonight for the Dream game. So there's some interesting stuff on the page. So gave everybody a little bit of a shout out there. Again, 646-652-4479 is the number. And I mentioned a few topics. Probably haven't really talked about the Falcons a lot. I actually saw their depth chart earlier today in regards to the offense, in regards to, you know, everybody, quarterbacks, wide receivers, offensive linemen, running backs, and things of that nature. A lot of people. they're going to have to make some cuts for sure. Unfortunately, I haven't really had time to really pay attention to training camp that much, and I haven't actually. I've only seen one half of an episode of Hard Knocks, so I haven't really got to see that much of it. So I haven't really gotten to see any performance-based video of some of the wide receivers. That's what I'm interested in as far as who's backing up Roddy and Julio. You know, Harry Douglas is there. They just picked up Devin Hester, although really I don't really ever count him as a wide receiver technically, but he's on the depth chart as number two behind Julio, actually, if you look at it from that angle. But there's some young guys on there, and I've heard some, you know, inklings about some of the young guys, you know, really impressing and things of that nature. But if you've seen actual footage or you've seen some, you know, information, you know, definitely call in and tell me about it, 646-652-4479. We definitely have a lot of running backs. You can never have enough offensive linemen, of course, especially from what happened last year. So that's a good thing, I think. But, you know, I think the depth chart has us having six running backs. So I'm thinking we're probably going to cut at least two of those guys before the beginning of the season. We have a lot of tight ends as well, I noticed. I'm not going to pull that up because I think that's what was trying to shut my whole system down. So I'm not going to mess with that. But if you got an opinion about the depth chart as far as offense or defense, call in 646-652-4479. If you want to talk about Tiger Woods and whether or not he's going to win four more majors before he retires, you can talk about that. If you want to talk about soccer, Landon Donovan says he's retiring. So guess what? Someone in America can be the new face of the USA soccer team now. So that'll be pretty cool to see who that might be. We got some glimpses during the World Cup. So that would be very interesting to see how that develops. Anybody have thoughts about Tony Stewart? I actually haven't seen anything. Well, I've been busy today dealing with my dad, but I haven't seen any updated information in regards to Mr. Stewart and his accident. Anyway, that's an interesting topic that, you know, of course, I don't really do a lot of race car talk of any kind. I do watch it, though, sometimes. But that's another thing that we can talk about if you want to call in. And that number, again, 646-652-4479. You can also join me in the chat room off of my page. If you've seen it off of the Facebook or the Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, you have the link. So click on the link, and you'll see where you can go to the chat room and type in, you know, whatever your thoughts might be. And all the other information is on there, just like any other show. So you got to be diligent, and you have to read a little bit. And you have to have a phone if you want to call in, 646-652-4479. I'm going to go ahead and take another break for a moment. I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home, being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLETT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96.
Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, interrupting my song myself, because I did have one other topic I was going to talk about. The city of Atlanta, I do have some people there that I will be working with off and on probably the rest of the year, and so if there are people who need help in regards to putting certain things together, whether it be website, whether it be getting images taken for your business and or for yourself. There's plenty of people there in the Atlanta market that are professional. They know what they're doing. You just have to be able to pay them just like anything else, you know, because if you could do it yourself, you'd have it done, right? If you can click the camera and get in front of it and do the perfect pose, you could do that, but is it really going to look right? So when it comes to things of that nature, you can call me, 706-393-8426. There's certain things I can do on my own. There's other people who I can delegate it to, and you get what you want the first time around rather than messing around, dinking and diming, you know, thinking you're going to, you know, save a buck here or there. You know, get what you need the first time around, and you go a lot farther. You just do. You know, whether you're an artist and you're, you know, getting recording time, or whether or not you're trying to model, whether or not you're acting, whether or not you're in business for yourself and you have products and services that you need to be able to put in front of people in a particular way, you need to make it look right because you have competition. Otherwise, you're not really even in business. So I want to throw that out. And like I said, there's a lot of really good people there in the Atlanta market. As I'm talking about Atlanta sports, and, you know, I wanted to make sure I threw that in tonight. So, again, you can either visit my website where all my contact information is, www.imtnworldwide.com, and my phone number is 706-393-8426. I usually never really able to, you know, throw my own self plugs in during my shows. I'm trying to improve on that just a little bit because I do so much work. As I mentioned, I am finished with the website that I finished for this new artist in Atlanta. She's a young lady. She's very pretty. She can sing. She's very dynamic. Her name is Tiana. And like I said, as soon as I get the okay to release it, I'll start throwing out the website and y'all can check it out and see what she's all about. That being said, want to get that out the way. 646-652-4479 is the number. Call in what you want to talk about sports-wise. Again, I'll review the topics one more time. Got about 5 minutes left in the show, give or take. The Atlanta Hawks schedule came out today. Is there a particular game that you're really eager for? Is there that? What is the game that's going to have you fly in from wherever you are at to the Atlanta Hawks game on a Tuesday night? Okay, in the rain. All right. The Atlanta Dream playoffs are starting soon. Are they going to do anything? Are they going to win the championship? Are they going to be the first team to win a ring other than the Braves in Atlanta? Is it going to come up to them? And if they do win, will you view it as a legitimate championship? That's another thing, because remember, the Atlanta Dream is as much a sports franchise as the Braves, the Falcons, or the Hawks. Not be as old, and, you know, like I say, would it be viewed as a legitimate championship per the fact that we only have one championship representing the city, that's the Braves in 95. So they win one, will you be as excited, or would you be just, oh, hum, yeah, that's all right, you know, kind of a deal. Falcons, HBO, Hard Knocks, what you think about the show so far? Like I said, there's a lot of stories about it, a lot of publicity to the team, which is a good thing. 4-12 don't hurt. I shouldn't say it doesn't help anybody when it comes to image. But we do have Matt Ryan. He's pretty good. And we do have two best receivers in the league as far as I'm concerned. We'll have to see how the running game comes out, but we definitely got a new offensive line. I think we have enough on the defense to make a push to where we won't be as bad as we were last year. I mean, just a third of an increase in productivity on the defensive side would help us out. And then special teams are going to be better as well with Devin Hester there. Whatever he does is going to be a plus compared to last year, which we got nothing. 2.5 minutes left in the show. Pretty much covered all the topics I had put together for tonight and even threw in the law enforcement portion where, you know, just mentioning what's going on out there in Missouri and other cities where you just have – they're not even random acts of violence anymore. They're perpetrated now, right? They're doing it. Pretty bad. You know, everybody needs to be careful what they do, you know, where they go, what they say. You just have to be cognizant of things. So just, you know, just a shout-out just in general to everybody listening out there. So, again – next show, I'm not sure. Today's the 13th. We'll see. I'll try to schedule a show before the end of the weekend for sure. Always feel free to follow me on Twitter at IntellectATL, my Facebook fan page, Innovative Model and Talent Management. Instagram is IMTM1. And I think there's it. Everything else, you pretty much get me on my website. If I missed it, www.imtmworldwide.com. And again, if you need to contact me directly for business purposes, you need help with something, definitely look through my site first to see what kind of things I deal in. And then you can call me at 706-393-8426. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end the show tonight. And I do appreciate you listening tonight. I'll be back at it very soon. Until then, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all have a nice one.